This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm about to go to hell off. I'm about to go to hell off. 1-800-636-1067. Can you all listen? Can you all listen to what I actually say, or are you going to make up your own narratives and act like you are the one out there, not me? Jeez Louise. Is it because my name's not John Keim? Is it because my name's not Nikki Javala? Is it because my name's not Ben Standing? I can only tell you what I see. I can only tell you what transpired. And the bottom line is this. Laramie Tunsil, as well as Marshawn Lattimore, both elected to stay away during the voluntary portion of the offseason. When Marshawn got here Tuesday, he practiced in full on both days. Wasn't off to the side. What, not participating in individual drills? Look, just because your favorite reporter hasn't reported it yet, you can call it a nothing burger. I'm being inquisitive. I have questions. Why did Marshawn Lattimore participate in both days and Laramie Tunsil participated in practically none of the mandatory work? I was out there. He barely did the individual. When they went to team drills, instead of him going to left tackle and participating, he was off on a side field working with trainers and doing sprints. Why do you think that is? Maybe because he's not in shape. Maybe because he's injured. But don't tell me it's I'm overreacting. You're everyone gets a vet rest day. How the hell do you get a vet rest day? What the hell did he do to get a vet rest day? He didn't do diddly poo on day one. 1-800-636-1067. That is a response to Command the Jigga on Twitter, to Athen in Annapolis on Twitter. Who the hell is talking about voluntary OTAs at this point? I'm talking about what he didn't do over the last 2 days. I don't know how the hell you skip voluntary OTAs and then show up to mandatory minicamp not able to participate. Something's not adding up. 1-800-636-1067. Your biggest question mark entering this summer for the Washington Commanders. Uptown Mo is in D.C. Hopefully you bring some wisdom to the conversation as always.
I don't know. I think you're very wise. It's apropos to question why you wouldn't be even going through individual drills. I mean, even the best of the best.
Come on, Mo.
Individual drills. You know what I mean?
But just because Nikki Javala, just because John Keim and nobody else has spoke on it, It's a nothing burger, right? Getting a vet rest day after doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, I hopefully he'll be there in training camp. That's all I
do.
And without
too.
A gas mask.
I do too.
I actually wanted to draft him out of school, even with the gas mask,
yeah.
Joe. You know what I mean? But, you know, let's go here. So, I am very concerned. We do have depth. I do like the signing quietly and sneakily of Herbert,
yeah,
and Sorrell, right? because I think they raised the floor, and we don't really need – we're talking about Wiley and Allegretti, but these two young men, younger men, might be able to really ball at that guard position. You understand what I'm saying? Until Cosme get back. My main concern on the offense, to be honest with you, is if Biadasz gets hurt, bro.
Yeah.
I thought that we should have drafted a young center, you know, to groom, because Biadasz is a little longer than two. He's not like, you know.
I hear what you're saying.
But I thought we should have drafted a young center. But Biadasz, when he went down last year, the difference was noticeable, bro. Like with Dietrich or Dieter or Michael Dieter or whoever. So
I think Nick Allegretti and or Nick Herbig will play backup center this year over Mike Dieter. That's my
prediction. All right, and this is what I have for you. This is what I have for you, right? I had a heated debate with my man yesterday.
Okay.
So I'll ask your opinion. It's hypothetical. I know you don't deal in hypothetical, but just hit me out. Do you think, would we ever get more trade value for Terry McLaurin than we would right now?
Nope.
So if this is like a New England Patriots team, right, wouldn't they trade him to see what picks and compensation they would get back instead of giving them $30 million. Now, I love Terry. Let me say that as a caveat. I want him to be a commander. I want him to retire a commander. But did Art Monk, did Jerry Rice, did Randy Moss? Like, what? We only have 5 picks next year. What trade assets do we have? And I listen to you.
That is a very insightful comment that no one probably wants to hear. That negotiation's tricky. It just is. It's the best way that I can describe it. It is a tricky negotiation. And I am not sure how it ultimately plays out at the end. The last time I was on air was Monday. I said I felt 80-20. 80% chance he gets signed, 20% chance he doesn't. As I sit here today, I feel like a 75-25 chance. 75% chance he gets signed, 25% chance he doesn't. The Commanders can use the franchise tag at the end of this year if they really, really want to keep him in town. And they want to make him prove it another year. I don't think that's a smart thing to do. I think if you're going to sign him now. But they got a number they're probably not willing to exceed. And if Terry and Buddy Baker and his representation are hell-bent on exceeding that number that Washington's not okay with, then some difficult conversations are going to have to be had. And I think that may be where we're at right now in the negotiating stage. Here's the thing. We always have talked about this ever since AP and company have gotten here. Josh Harris, all that. Nothing comes out. They keep everything close to the vest. We have no clue in reality how these negotiations are going and if they are hostile or not. Buddy Baker has went out and said, hey, look, we want our money, but we're frustrated right now because they're not giving us the sweetheart deal that we think we deserve. And that's basically why you're seeing the national reporters tweet things like, you know, Terry is frustrated. I don't think that's Terry saying that. I think that's Buddy Baker saying that. You also got to wonder this. Terry, for all intents and purposes, this is the way contract negotiations go, I believe. Terry's not in the room when these negotiations are happening. It's the Commanders, cap guy, and AP or whatever talking to Buddy Baker. I would love to know what info Buddy Baker is sending back to McLaurin on behalf of the Commanders. Because that could cause some frustration. Seriously, that could cause things to go awry, is the best way that I would put it. We'll see. I think it gets done ultimately, but I would love to know what's going on in these negotiations. 1-800-636-1067. What is your biggest question for the heading into training camp for the Washington Commanders? I gave you all a couple that I have. Safety, who spearheads the pass rush, how far are we from a Terry extension, who wins the job opposite Marshawn Lattimore? Gus is in Arlington. Gus, what's your question?
Hey, Linnell. I mean, I think the biggest question mark is the secondary, because only Quan Martin is returning back in his position this year, because Sanders still moving from the outside to the, you know, slot position, right?
Right.
I mean, so that's the biggest question I have. I mean, we're hoping Lattimore can become Pro Bowl worthy again, but maybe the injuries have cost him his prime. Amos is just a rookie, so, you know, whatever we get from him is great, but can't put that much pressure on a second-round rookie. So, and even Will Harris, that'd be interesting. Is Will Harris an upgrade over Jeremy Chinn? This is a test to see if Peters really did upgrade or not.
I think that's a tremendous point. It feels like we're in the minority, Gus, in terms of having concerns about the secondary. I wouldn't even say a concern. I have questions. For all the reasons that you just listed, nobody outside of Quan Martin returns in their original spot. I do think at corner, specifically, they have depth. They're five deep at corner. Lattimore, Saverstill, Jonathan Jones, Trey Amos, Noah Igbinoghene. That's five dudes that you're comfortable starting. So I feel good about corner. Safety is the spot to me, man. Who plays opposite Quan Martin? And then here's the other thing. Washington doesn't play just two safeties. You normally play three. Percy Butler was that third safety last year. I thought they needed to upgrade that spot. They didn't, and it now looks like he may be in line to be the second safety, depending on if he can win the job. So we'll see ultimately what happens. Gus, I appreciate the call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I don't know. I'm fascinated by all of it. I really am. Especially at the safety spot. As I keep alluding to, like, what happens opposite Quan Martin? Hell, what happens if Quan Martin gets hurt? He played through double separated shoulders last year. Who would have been the free safety if Quan went down? That's my question. 1-800-636-1067. Lou wants to chime in. What's going on, Lou?
What's up, Big Tom?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Good, man. to be honest, I think, you know, the Terry deal is coming. It just got to work out the number, you know, whatever it might be. But I think he's going to get his money. I think he's going to come in camp. So I have no concern about Terry. I think, you know, he deserved to get paid like, you know, the top five receivers in the league. So other than that, my concern is, like you mentioned, the safety. I think we'd be fine. I think Will Harris will plug in. I think he should be fine. As far as that guy you just, Percy, he's another Jeremy Chinn. I mean, he's not even close to Jeremy Chinn, man. He's just taking up a roster spot. I mean, to me,
I would say this. Percy Butler is the best special teams gunner in the NFL.
Say special team, but he ain't no starting safety in the league.
I think I agree with you when you say that. That's why I have questions about the position.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's one concern in the edge. And other than that, you know, I think they, you know, every other position, I think we deep. I mean, like you say, the corners that we deep, Jonathan Jones, I think he's a great addition. And everybody else, you know, the D-line is deep. And, like, the only thing is that they need to go get, you know, the guy from Detroit. He's still a free agent, if I'm not mistaken.
Somebody's Darius Smith.
Yeah, if they could add somebody like that, I think they should be okay. Other than that, man, I have no concern, man. If we line up again with Philly, we beaten Philly twice. And that's going to happen this season. Watch. That's all I got to say, Big Time.
Appreciate you calling in as always, man. I think Lou hits right on the head, too, though. Like, there is some concern for me about safety. And I think for all the reasons Lou just alluded to, defensive end to me is not a concern right now. I genuinely feel that way. I do not think defensive end is a worry spot for me. I like the collection of guys that they have on their D-line. Stop just looking at it as defensive end versus D-tackle. I think they have a collection of guys that if they play in unison, really complement each other well, from body type to play style, all the above. The key is going to be, can they keep the group healthy? Because I don't even view it as just four starters. I think they got eight starters on their defensive line. Because eight guys week in and week out are going to play up front. And if you lose a guy in that rotation, all of a sudden, things become more difficult for you. So I think it's going to – the defensive end spot, the D-line doesn't really – I'm not really concerned with them. I'm in wait-and-see mode when it comes to the defensive line, because I actually can see a route in which that group outkicks his coverage and plays well. 1-800-636-1067. Your biggest question facing the Commanders entering the summer. Let's go to Nate in D.C. What's up, Nate?
What up, Nate? How you feeling?
Good, brother. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. No complaints. I appreciate your pride.
For sure.
Basically, my biggest concern, to be honest, we know that to take pressure off of Jaden, we have to have a successful run game. So I think B-Rob is in a prime spot. I don't know how he will perform with this revamp O-line, but my question is, will he in turn, you know, surpass his last season totals? And if not, will he be supplanted by maybe Ja'Cory Kroski Merrick or some other?
Yeah, so maybe Brian Robinson, Nate, I think the big thing for him, he'll be a beneficiary of the line being better as a whole, right? I think they're better at tackle with Coleman kicking inside. They're better at guard. I think Nate Herbig beats out Nick Allegretti for one of the guard spots, so I think it will be Herbig and Coleman to start, but who knows? I think that group being better, though, makes Brian Robinson Jr.'s life a lot easier. I also say this. He just wasn't healthy down the stretch, and I know that's not an excuse. He was out there. If you dress him up and lace him up, you should be good to go. But for a running back, the wear and tear that you feel throughout a season will be huge. I actually think the area Ja'Cory Kroski Merrick could potentially help at is spelling Brian Robinson and giving them, you know, a change of pace type of dude. But we'll see if he – I think he makes the team because he's too damn fast. I don't know how quickly he'll carve out a role for himself, because that running back room, Chris Rodriguez has looked great. He's coming in tremendous shape. I know they liked him a lot last year. We'll see ultimately what happens, Nate, but I appreciate you calling as always, man. Enjoy the weekend if I don't hear from you. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. David Harrison of the Locked On Commanders podcast going to join us coming up here momentarily. Right now, though, taking your calls on the biggest question mark facing the Commanders heading into the 2025 training camp. Athan is in Annapolis. What's happening? What's going on, Athan?
You know, I'd say Wagner, linebacker, because you got Wagner, who's still, you know, solid but not in his prime anymore. And then you got Luvu, who's fast and will make plays. But then who do you have? I mean, I'm looking at the ESPN, you know, rankings, or where they had the depth chart. You got your boy Dominic Hampton, and then Jordan McGee, who everybody thinks is the next London Fletcher. he's third team. So my biggest thing is, even if the defensive line plays better this year, who do they have behind them who can make plays? That's my biggest thing. Because who else do they have out there on the free agent market maybe that we could add? Because they're thin at linebacker. You have one of those starters go down, you're going to have second and third tier players in there. And the second thing that I'll say is, I was in mid tweet while I thought you were going to talk about they're missing OTAs. But let me give you a perfect example. Okay, let me give you a perfect example. Okay. You went on the Junkies this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you went on the Junkies this morning. Well, the Junkies get a rest day every day that they're on the radio, but they, you know, still let them go on there and talk about sports and everything. So the Tunsils, like the Junkies, get a rest day, but you still went on there and you did your job, right? You gave them ratings, you know. You were putting the Linnell, you know, sprinkling the Linnell sauce on there and everything, and maybe EB woke up from his nap, right? Okay, so it's the same thing.
I can't even. Nick is in Welcome, Maryland. What's going on, Nick?
Man, I feel your angst, man. I really do. I feel like I'm going to reach out and put you in the headlock, brother. Anyway, look, defense, that guy, man, I don't know where he's from. Anyway, listen, I'm thinking defensive end, you know, the rush. And I've been talking about it since Scary Terry held out. And I've been calling you guys. And guess what? Man, they can trade him at any time. I said something the other day. You know, Micah Parsons would look awful good here for a one-up trade with the Dallas Cowboys. And somebody said that would never happen. Believe me, never say never in the NFL anymore.
Never say never. Nick, I can get up with that. Appreciate you as always. Wow. Somehow we'll go from that to David Harrison. He comes up next. They're on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Still moving and grooving right along here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and Earl Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock as we ease our way into the 9 o'clock hour. We will get back into the NBA Finals in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes as our pal Law Murray from The Athletic going to join us. Right now, though, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline where we find our pal David Harrison of WSA 9 as well as the host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. You can give him a follow on the old X app at dharrison82. David, what's going on, brother? How are you?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you, I was waiting to see the video of you in the dance contest earlier today.
No. That's not a good thing.
Were you out? What would you describe today's vibe as? And do you think this group is in a good spot getting geared up for the summer?
Yeah, I mean, I think the group is in a really good spot. I think that a lot of guys who had areas to work on have worked on those areas, and you're seeing, you know, even in just a little bit that we can see and the, you know, the limited scope we can see it in, I think you're seeing growth and some very important people. I think there's still a lot of questions, obviously, to answer, but I think you have to be happy with where the team is now heading into the break, for sure.
I definitely agree. It felt like the vibe is sky high around the group. The competitive nature of the practice was pretty high over the first 2 days. One position group in particular that, you know, continues to, you know, have me raise my eyebrows is the safety spot. Quant Martin played through double separated shoulders last year. I know we can count on him when he is healthy, but the depth behind him and then the bodies at the other safety spot, I have some question marks with. Your money right now, who do you think is the starting safety tandem in week one?
I mean, if I had to pick two names right now, I'd go with Quan Martin and Will Harris. I think that's, you know, that's probably the safest bet right now, just looking at it. But, you know, I think that very similarly to last year, I think, you know, Joe Witt talking about there's not just 11 starters on this defense. Like there's going to be a rotation of of a bunch of guys. I think that's going to hold true this season as well. So, you know, it kind of goes back to like a running back rotation. You know, when you have a true, you know, 1-2 duo that neither is really the top guy, it's just kind of a matter of matchup and situation. Like either of those guys could get the official start because it just depends on who's on the field first, right? So same thing, like if they come out, you know, if the opposing offense comes out in a package that makes Joe Witt match with a big safety, you know, down in the box, then maybe they want another, you know, cover guy behind him. Maybe it's Quan and Percy back there, and Percy gets the quote-unquote start, and, you know, maybe you have Tyler Owens in the box, and he gets the start, and Will Harris doesn't get the start. So, I mean, it's kind of just, you know, a factor of that. But I think if you want to ask, like, who your primary two safeties are, I'd probably go with Quan and Will at this stage.
Noah Brown went down yesterday during the session. We're still awaiting, waiting word on the severity of his injury. Dan Quinn mentioned an MRI was scheduled for today. If he is having to miss an extended period of time, yeah, do you think they're comfortable with what they have in-house, or do you think they'll elect to bring in a veteran body?
I mean, that's kind of hard to say right now because, like, Michael Gallup hasn't been out there either. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, what's his status? And obviously, again, this time of season, there's not a lot that they have to share with us, so we don't have that information. So that's kind of a part of that equation. I think, you know, Chris Moore has done a really good job. How much of that is because of the practice environment? How much of that do they believe is kind of true there and all that? And, you know, what does the landscape look like? Who's available to come in? You know, I know some people have already kind of murmured Amari Cooper's name and all that stuff. And, you know, so it's kind of hard to gauge, to be quite honest with you right now. But I think that guys like Luke McCaffrey have certainly done a really good job of, you know, if they have the confidence in this group to go forward and say, you know, we don't necessarily need to go get a replacement right now. He's definitely one of those guys that's kind of stepped up to give them reason to believe that. KJ Osborne has made some plays. We talked about Moore. He's made some plays. So they definitely have talent in the receiver room. You know, it's just a question of how much do they view that separation between, you know, Noah Brown and who would be that next guy, and whether or not they need to go, you know, make an addition. Because I think you bring in a guy like Cooper, like you're bringing him in to be, you know, one of those top three guys. And it's not, I mean, it'll obviously be a competition, but more likely than not, that's going to be your third guy.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how it works itself out. I've, you know, noticed Luke McCaffrey a lot over the past couple of the practices. I know you made a comment that, you know, it made me chuckle. Just looks smoother in the number 11 jersey. I think he could be in for a pretty decent year if he gets the opportunity. I think play strength for him is the big thing. Beating press man coverage and then being physical at the point of attack as a blocker is really what's held him back. I think he could do the run after the catch stuff. He's got, you know, sure hands. So we'll see if year two, you know, brings a bigger role for Luke McCaffrey. Going back to the defensive line here, all of a sudden, David, and tell me if you agree with this, knowing the body types that they have and the fact that they have multiple guys that can play multiple different spots, all of a sudden, my concerns about the pass rush have kind of been quelled. What say you, and how confident are you that that pass rush will be formidable enough for this defense to be a good unit?
Yeah, I mean, I think the question on whether or not you're going to be confident in the pass rush is a question of how much of the pass rush last year was Dante Fowler and Frankie Louvu, you know, the two guys that led the team in sacks, and how much of it was scheme and design. Because if you think it was Dante, just the talent showing up on the field, you know, more than ever has before, then I think you're going to be concerned. But if you think it was, you know, doors being left open, you know, design, eating blocks and filling gaps and letting Dante run free, more so than anything, then, you know, if that was the case, then Jacob Martin is surely capable of running through an open door just as much as Dante Fowler is, right? Frankie Louvu certainly can run through an open door. Kay Medrano, you know, any number of guys. I think, you know, the most likely answer is probably a little bit of both. I think Dante Fowler, just, you know, looking on tape and just seeing a little bit of Jacob Martin, so it's not like a full-blown evaluation by any means, but I think Dante is faster around the edge, probably has more bend than Jacob does. But I think Jacob is also more, you know, likely to stop a run if it comes his way, if he's on the field. So you don't have as big of a concern there as you did with Dante. So I think, you know, am I going to sit here and say Jacob Martin, for example, is going to come away with 10 and a half sacks? I don't think I would go there, but I think that there's other ways to free guys up to make plays. And I honestly, I think that Mikey Sanders still moving inside very aggressive player. You can see some more corner blitzes coming from the slot with Will Harris's experience, Quan Martin's experience. You know, you bring Mikey Sanderson on a blitz, you rotate and fill in with one of those safeties that has slot defender experience and ability, and, you know, that could be a way you make up some of those sacks. So I think, you know, I'm kind of with Joe Witt, mm-hmm. where, you know, he was very confident that the pass rush is not going to dip and the run defense is going to get better. I'm kind of with him there. And, you know, if that run defense does get better, you force teams into more longer downs and distance. It forces quarterbacks to hold the ball. If you're better in the secondary with Marshawn healthy and a full off season and all that, if Trey continues on his trajectory and all that stuff, it all plays hand in hand. So, yeah, I'm confident as I can be at this stage that the pass rush is going to be just fine.
Talking to our guy David Harrison, the host of the Locked On Commanders podcast. You can follow him on the X app at DHarrison82. You mentioned Marshawn Lattimore. What was your reaction to his comments post-practice yesterday?
About, like, being healthy and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's huge. You know, I've had this conversation with Brian about Brian Robinson, too. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if you look at the trajectory of B-Rob's, you know, dip in production and all that stuff, it coincides with his injuries. It also coincides with injuries on the offensive line. I mean, you know, it's a complex part of the conversation of football, right? Because injuries and boo-boos and all that stuff, it's part of the game, right? It's just a part of the game. Every single player is going to have some sort of an injury at some point in time. And, you know, an old saying I'm reminded of is, you know, are you hurt or are you injured, right? So, you know, if you're hurt, you get back out there and you do the best you can and you do what you can for your team. If you're injured, then you're off the field, you're in the training room and you're doing all that stuff. Well, every player is going to be hurt at some point in time. How much it impacts the player and all that stuff is to be told. But for a cornerback, specifically Marshawn, to come in with a hamstring injury, I mean, you're talking about a player that plays a position that's got to, you know, backpedal. You got to run back, you got to run forward, you got to run side to side, you got to be able to straight turn, spin, jump, you know, cut, like all that, like all that stuff, that's a hamstring. You know what I mean? I know people who don't even pull their hamstring severely like an athlete does, could just get a little bit of a twinge in their hamstring, and they can't even walk up the stairs to the front porch. You know what I mean? But this man is out there running with A.J. Brown and Mike Evans and doing all this stuff. And then you add to it that he's jumping into a defensive system that has some complexities to it as far as language and checks and all that stuff and who's going to be where and, you know, how does – When we're in cover three and Quan's got the middle deep part of the field and I'm going to cover this quarter of the field, but I'm going to do it in press man coverage type of technique and I'm not going to be as deep as maybe he expects me to be immediately. How much help do I have over there? How quickly can you get over? Like there's parts of the game that just you're learning on the fly. You don't have time and practice to really go over it and walk through it and do all these things like you do now. It's not as simple. I mean, we talked about it before. The cornerback position from college to the NFL is the second hardest, in my opinion, position to transition to. So you're talking about, yeah, he's a veteran, but he's a veteran playing the second hardest position right. to adapt to immediately coming into a new system that he's got to adapt to immediately. So I think there's going to be a lot. I think there's going to be a bigger upgrade in him. Of course, he's got to stay healthy. That's a big question. But yeah, I think that, you know, I think he's acknowledging what hopefully most of us have been talking about already is that health plus experience plus time to ease into the system instead of just, welcome to the system. We're firing live bullets.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think all of that is going to make a world of difference.
David, what do you think is the biggest question facing this team entering the summer?
I think the biggest question is – that's a tough one. I think it's how are they going – and this is looking too far ahead, right? But how are they going to stack up to much better competition? Hmm. Like their schedule this year is much more difficult than – the one they had last year, even some of the teams. Like I remember breaking down their 2024 schedule when they were predicted, you know, the over-under on them was 7.5 wins. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to my audience and breaking it down between teams that had been in the playoffs the year before, teams with winning records that missed the playoffs, and teams that had losing records. And I was like, look, the road to eight wins is not very difficult. Like one win against a playoff team, go 1-1 against the teams that had winning records that missed the playoffs, and have a winning record against the losing record teams, and you have 8 wins. This year, it's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
And some of the teams that last year had losing records are going to be a lot better than that team that had that losing record, mm-hmm. right? Like one of those teams, if I've had this conversation on our national show, of you know who you know, last year it was who's going to be this year's Houston Texans. Well, now this year everybody wants to know who's going to be this year's Washington Commanders. my pick for that team would be the Las Vegas Raiders. Well, the Las Vegas Raiders come to Washington. You know what I mean? So if the Las Vegas Raiders are this year's Washington Commanders, that's a team with a losing record that doesn't have a great reputation in the league right now, that if they're going to be that massively improved team like I think they might be, they're coming here. And that's going to, I think, going to be a very tough matchup. You've got the West Coast trip. That's never easy. And a Chargers team that, you know, isn't great, but certainly good. You got the Spain trip, which is great, historic and all that stuff, but that travel is hard. It's difficult.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got a lot of things. This team traveled the least of any NFL team in the year last year. That was part of their benefit. This year, they're traveling a whole lot more than they did before. So there's a lot of things that, you know, nobody's going to make an excuse for. Nobody's going to feel bad for. But you've got a lot of things that are just more complicated this year than they are last year. So how is this team going to really kind of handle that? I think it's going to test the coaching staff a little bit more from a scheme-to-scheme basis. You're coaching against better coaching staffs, more experienced coaching staffs, more successful coaching staffs, and also the players because, you know, it's never easy to lead a group of, you know, 60 to 90 men. But when things are going well, it's a lot easier for people to buy into your message. When things go rough, that's when it's a little bit harder. So we'll see. Hopefully we don't got to worry about it, right?
Like
hopefully they just come out gangbusters and we're just celebrating all year.
Right.
But if they do hit a rough patch or they do lose, you know, to a Raiders team, like not for nothing, you lose that Raiders team could finish with 11 wins.
Right.
And by the end of the year, everybody's talking about them being the team of the year. But early in the season, that's not going to be the story. Early in the season, it's going to be, oh, maybe the Commanders weren't everything we thought they were going to be. You know what I mean? So the Giants are going to be a better team than they were. So just go down the list, man. But that's kind of the biggest question. But again, that's not really a training camp question, but that kind of just the biggest one.
I totally agree, and I'll take it a step further. I look at the competition within the division. You got to escape Dak Prescott twice last year, and you struggled with the Giants in both of your meetings. So I think they're marketably improved as well. We're going to see. The homer in me, David, thinks that, yeah, you know, they'll get to 10, 11 wins and be a surefire playoff team. But when you bring up the schedule and you look at the division being much improved, it is going to be a slugfest to get to the playoffs. And I think this group is up for it, and I think you feel that way as well.
Yeah, I've got them at 11 wins kind of like right now. You know, I'll do another, like, game-by-game win-loss projection as I watch the rest of these teams and do whatever, you know, homework I decided to do against the opponents coming up. But, yeah, I did a full, like, literally picked every single game for the NFL season coming up, and I had them coming out with 11 wins. But to your point, I also had I think the Cowboys, I think I had it 9 wins, and I think the Giants had it like 7. So yeah, like the NFC East is going to be a tough road to sled, and then you got the NFC North, who I was pretty adamant last year that they're not as good as their records say they were. We're gonna find out this year.
Yes,
you know what I mean. We're gonna find out this year, so we'll see what happens.
For sure, David. Appreciate you making some time for us as always, my friend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
That is David Harrison at WUSA9, as well as the Locked On Commanders podcast. Give him a follow at DHarrison82. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, some massive numbers came out showing a direct correlation between WNBA TV popularity and ticket sales without Caitlin Clark. That is next. You're on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1-800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. About an hour and change left to go before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. Big thank you to David Harrison, the Locked On Commanders podcast, for joining us. I mean, David got me thinking about the schedule. And this schedule is not easy. But I still think Washington's got enough talent to be able to compete. But I will say this, like, schedule ain't easy, and I think the in-division schedule and how difficult that could potentially be probably isn't being talked about enough. 1-800-636-1067. I wanted to get into this USA Today article from Jeff Zilgit, longtime USA Today sports writer. I couldn't believe this. The WNBA's ratings are down more than 50% since Caitlin Clark's injury. Nationally televised WNBA viewership is down 55%, according to Nielsen. Fever games on TV nationally are down 53%. And it feels like maybe I was wrong about the popularity of the sport. I said this right here, this time period would really show the growth of the WNBA. Could they withstand Caitlin Clark being out for an extended period of time? And the short answer is no. So, yeah. Like, I have some things to say about this, man, because I feel like the game, first of all, like, I don't know why we chose Caitlin Clark to be like the face of the renaissance of the WNBA. Like, I don't even view her as like the best player in the W. She's not. She's not even the best player. So, like, why? I don't know. Is it play style? Is it?
I mean, it kind of reminds me of Tebow when he came into the NFL. He wasn't the best player in the NFL, but he had this huge following, you know?
Sure. I think it's super comparable. To Clark's credit, she's a much better basketball player than Tim Tebow was a quarterback.
True. But I'm just talking about the popularity side of it.
I don't know what about Caitlin Clark's game is so exciting that you wouldn't want to see Asia Wilson or Arike Ogunbowale, like, get buckets. Those are two players that are better than Caitlin Clark at this point. Paige Beckers from UConn, a part of this new renaissance of players. She's, I wouldn't say she's better than Caitlin Clark, but damn it, she can hoop too. Is that what this is going to be about? Is it just going to be, is it going to be Caitlin Clark or nothing? That is my question here. Because these numbers were staggering. Their viewership in total down 50% since Caitlin Clark's injury. And I got on here this weekend and I made a lot of hubbub about ratings and how I could really care less about ratings. In this scenario for the WNBA, that is an actual gauge of their popularity. It's one of them. But I also think it doesn't take into account, streaming numbers that they get, because I do think a big part of their audience consumes them by streaming.
Got to be ticket sales changes as well that you can track, you know.
So that was something that was talked about when they came to Baltimore, and it was supposed to be the Mystics versus the Fever, and once it was, you know, realized that Caitlin Clark would not be available, the ticket prices dropped down to as low as $12 a ticket. So it shows you that she is a needle mover, and I guess the realization that I'm coming to at the moment that honestly is frustrating is people only care about the WNBA because of Caitlin Clark. Like, that's stupid to me because she's not even the best player.
Biggest name, though, by far.
How?
And her Q rating has to be the highest of any WNBA player ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever is that? Come on.
Her Q rating? Like, her popularity in the media and recognizability of her name? I don't think anyone comes close.
I don't know. I think there are a lot of stupid people out there.
I'm not saying you're wrong about that, but
that only care about it because of her. But where are the real basketball fans? That's my thing.
So it reminds me of like the NBA and when they complain about, you know, the stars sitting out and stuff. Like, you know, LeBron comes to town, or the Lakers come to town, LeBron decides to sit, you know, and you watch those tickets drop in price also. And, you know, it's similar kind of issue, I think.
I would agree.
I remember Messi, the Florida team, I forget the name, but when they came here, one of the games last year, he wasn't playing because he was injured. And it was, you know, not as many people went because everybody wanted to go see Messi. And you don't really care about the game if he's not playing, you know?
Yeah, I get it in principle, like totally. But I don't know. Frustrated might be the wrong word to use. I'm surprised is how I guess I can put it. I'm surprised that their overall ratings are down that much because of one player not being available. Maybe I understated, I don't want to say her popularity because clearly, like, she's super popular. I get that. But, like, she's just not anywhere near. She's just not the best player in the sport. There are so many other elite players in this league that score big-time points. Nefesa Collier of Minnesota, the number one point scorer this year in the WNBA, averaging 25 points a game. You think? And she's beautiful as well. 25, 9, and 4 with 2 steals. Why aren't people tuning in to watch her? She's better than Caitlin Clark. I don't know. This is just, it's weird to me. And I'm not, and this is no shade towards Caitlin Clark.
Like, I think that WNBA.
I think she's phenomenal. Caitlin Clark is phenomenal.
They're still in a phase, though, where the best player doesn't necessarily mean the best ratings. That, you know what I mean?
And this, oh, I was about to say, in this stupid sport it does, but I'm supposed to be the advocate for the sport.
But I just don't think that's where their league is at right now, and I think they're trying to get there. They need another one or two Caitlin Clarks, people of that popularity. You know, the Bird versus Magic or something, you know?
Something's got to give. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. We come back. Final hour of power coming right at you. The Kevin Durant sweepstakes is in full swing. We'll give you the latest on where he could be playing in 2025. That is next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.